This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon held a telephonic conversation and made the announcement regarding the FTA yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the agreement between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years. Mr. Modi said, India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion by New Zealand over the next 15 years across diverse sectors. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal asserted, the agreement reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
It's our third FTA with a Five Eyes nation, Australia, UK, and now New Zealand. We are soon going to launch discussions for the terms of reference with Canada also. And we are already at an advanced stage in our discussions with the USA. This reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
The FTA will also open skilled employment pathways through a new temporary employment entry visa for Indian professionals in skilled occupations with a quota of 5,000 visas and a stay of up to 3 years. The deal will ensure zero duty on 100% of India's exports. Union Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav emphasized that the Supreme Court's ruling in Aravali Range matter recognizes and endorses the government's sustained efforts to protect the range through Aravali Green Wall Project. The minister stated this while addressing a press conference in New Delhi yesterday. He said no new mining leases will be issued until a detailed management plan for sustainable mining is prepared by the Indian Council of Forestry Research and Education. The government has prevented 660 crore cyber fraud losses in just 6 months with the help of the Financial Fraud Risk Indicator FRI. The Ministry of Communication informed that more than 1,000 banks, third-party application providers and payment system operators have onboarded the digital intelligence platform and started adopting FRI actively. The BJP-MGP alliance managed to win a majority of seats in the Goa Zilla Panchayat polls, the results of which were declared yesterday. The two parties won more than 30 of the 50 Zilla Panchayat seats in the state, while the Congress emerged victorious on 10 seats and the AAP and Revolutionary Goans Party on one each. Four independent candidates also won in the polls, voting for which were held on December 20th. India has reaffirmed its commitment to continued humanitarian assistance and healthcare cooperation with a focus on the long-term supply of medicines to Afghanistan. Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare J.P. Nadda reiterated this during a bilateral meeting with Afghanistan's Minister of Public Health, Maulvi Noor Jalal Jalali, who was on a visit to India last week. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that during the meeting, a symbolic handover of cancer medicines and vaccines was made, reflecting India's continued support to the medical needs of the Afghan people. Leaders of minority organizations in Bangladesh have accused the Mohammad Yunus-led interim government of failing to stop violence, killings and persecution targeting religious and ethnic minorities. The allegations were made during a human chain organized by the Minority Unity Front in Dhaka yesterday. Speakers said inadequate investigations and lack of justice has created widespread fear, particularly among minority communities, ahead of the upcoming national election. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said dense fog conditions are expected in most parts of northern and northeast India today. Navy's Kiran Ankush Jadhav clinched the gold medal in the final of 10-meter air rifle men event at the 68th National Shooting Championship in Bhopal yesterday. Olympian Arjun Babuta secured a silver medal, while Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar won the bronze. And